Todd and Tyler app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Mr. Skin, I really dig that.
And he's back.
Hello, gentlemen.
Mark.
What's up, brother? So, Zoe Kravitz, she's been naked before, hasn't she? You
know? Oh, yeah. And really, I wanted, a lot of times I just talk to you guys about the nudity, but sometimes it's a movie where I think, you know, you guys should check this movie out. So there's this new movie that just came out for VOD, Caught Stealing.
Let me stop you for a second here and explain to the audience that Mr. Skin is more about pop culture, you know, than just about showing you nude stuff. He'll tell you about movies that you want to see. It's turned into more of a pop culture discussion over the years.
Yeah, for sure. And listen,
with cans.
Obviously,
there's some boobs in there.
Yeah, obviously with a slant, no pun intended, to nudity. But the problem is that, or the thing is, I always, like, if there's a great show, if it has nudity, that's an incredible bonus. You know?
Oh, yeah, big time. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So this movie, I think you guys should check it out because it just came out on VOD. It's called Caught Stealing, and it's the eighth feature film from Darren Aronofsky. Now, you might remember Requiem for a Dream.
Oh,
remember when Jennifer Connelly at the end of that movie?
Yeah.
That was a little rough, but it was a great, you know, great movie. Black Swan, where Natalie Portman and Mila Kunis.
Okay.
So he's got a good – he's not afraid to throw some really wild, sexy scenes into his movie. So – Caught Stealing, think Guy Ritchie type of movie. It's set in pre-9/11 New York. It stars Austin Butler. It's a crime thriller, dark humor, eccentric, crazy characters, outrageous accents, extreme violence, everything you guys love in a movie. And it's got Bad Bunny, Liev Schreiber, Vincent D'Onofrio, Carol Kane, Griffin Dunn. So a lot of cool actors.
Yeah.
And
nipple piercing. Is that a pierce?
And nips pierced. And it didn't do great in the theaters, but I think it's going to be like one of those cult movies because it has a really high IMDb rating. It's like 7.3.
Oh, cool.
And anyway, bottom line, really cool. But then what's also great is Zoe Kravitz has a sex scene and is topless with, as you pointed out, the pierced nips. It's her eighth nude role. She's been, like you guys knew, she's been nude before. But I want to point out, she, of course, is Lenny Kravitz's daughter, but her mom is Lisa Bonet, remember?
Yeah.
And
Angel Heart is so hot, man.
There you go. Speaking
also
of
a good movie,
Bonet,
by the way.
That movie was unbelievable for
I
nudity.
Love that movie. Angel Heart, if you haven't seen that, with Mickey Rourke and Robert De Niro, and you mentioned Lisa Bonet, it's an amazing movie.
Let's put it this way. That nudity and sex was so good.
I know.
Lisa Bonet was on the number one, as Denise Huxtable on The Cosby Show. Back then, it was the number one ranked show on television, when, you know, 40 million people would watch in a week.
Yep.
And the show was so popular, Angel Heart comes out.
Yep.
Bill Cosby chucks her off spins her off into her own show because it was so, like, not family oriented.
Well, that's also because she also did
reputation.
She did the sex scene consensual, too. That's why he threw her off.
Right, he didn't like that.
he thought that was so wrong. So it's just kind of cool. So Zoe Kravitz, eighth nude role, and a movie, Caught Stealing, you should check out. But a little Cosby recap about Lisa Bonet.
What if Lenny Kravitz watches this movie, you know?
Lenny is not interested in sex anymore. Don't you remember?
No, he's not interested in sex with seeing his daughter naked either, probably.
Well,
that's what I meant.
Then you wouldn't watch that.
I always wondered about that. I remember there's a story. My wife grew up with Elizabeth Berkley, and they were friends. And the story of when they had the movie premiere of Showgirls, and her parents went to Showgirls. And now, you know, she was on that kids show, and then all of a sudden, her one movie she's in, you show up as parents. Like, I get it. It's cool that she's in a big movie, but, man, Could you imagine being the parent sitting?
Well, I think nudity is one thing. I think most parents would get through with the nudity, but the actual sex scenes be
right.
a little tough to
but
watch.
You'd be concerned.
Well, Don Johnson and Melanie, what's his wife's name?
Griffith?
They were together. They were parents of
Dakota Johnson.
Yeah, they went and saw that movie where she's.
Well, wasn't there some story about Brian Williams when his daughter Michelle had the salad tossing scene in Girls?
Yeah.
Very good. That is the all-time greatest on Girls. When Brian Williams' daughter in the famous scene in the kitchen. Yeah. With the dude from The Bear.
That's Cousin Richie from The Bear, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
Cousin Itchy in that scene. But it was pretty awesome. That was one of my favorite moments.
Don't you think she gave him a heads up, like, hey, Dad, skip episode 4?
Unless
no,
you
but
like
they, there was munch. Some, right. That was, if I remember correctly, a premiere episode, I think it was season 5 premiere, and they did a premiere thing.
Like an event? You know,
and he was there.
At
he was
some
there,
event,
right.
and the old man was there, and that's right. a rough. By the way, when they put that out on DVD,
right.
It's even cooler, and we have it at Mr. Skin, where she was, like, clowning around. Like, they had, like, outtakes where she was waving to the camera and laughing and stuff. It's really a it was pretty cool.
he's bleeping that, Todd. Okay. Salad tossed, basically.
Yeah.
We're allowed to say salad tossed.
It's very unfortunate you can't say that.
I
was going to lean in.
Yeah. Some fun. How about that? Can I say she was about to have some fun?
Yeah.
With a salad getting tossed, right.
I don't know how that works and the other one doesn't.
Wherever you go, whatever they get into, from chill time to everyday adventures, protect your dog from parasites with Credelio Quattro. For full safety information, side effects, and warnings, visit CredelioQuattroLabel.com. Consult your vet or call 1-888-545-5973. Ask your vet for Credelio Quattro and visit quattrodog.com.
All of you, I've seen the previews. It looks like a pretty decent movie. It stars that dude.
Yeah,
from,
I wanted to say, worst name in the history of actresses.
I know.
Get yourself
really
a stage
pretty.
Name.
She's really pretty.
Yeah, Imogene Poots.
If your last name is Imogene Poots.
Yeah.
I know.
She's British and... She's British, and she's been nude like 6 times. But in this, all of you, you know Brett Goldstein. He's the guy from Roy Kent and Ted Lasso. You know,
the Ted
Kent.
Lasso guy. Yeah,
and, yeah. And he wrote and co-stars in this, and it's a British rom-com. It's supposed to be futuristic, except other than the soulmate test part of it, it's everything else is like modern day, so it's not like a sci-fi thing or anything, but a lot of people have liked this, and I have to say, despite the name, trust me on this, Imogene Poots has a really great topless scene, so don't be freaked out by the name.
By the way, her middle name is Gay.
Yeah,
she's Imogene Gay Poots.
No way.
Yes.
Serious?
I didn't know that was her middle name. So I would have put in my own, but we're on terrestrial radio here. So
I woke up this morning hoping I would see Shelley Winter's boob naked.
And I'm only bringing this up because I want to prove my dedication to celebrity nudity to you guys. So I know this is a bit in the weeds, and I'm glad you guys at least remember who Shelley Winters was.
Yeah.
But for your audience out there, she was a pretty successful actress, and believe it or not, the 50s was considered pretty and like, you know, one of the, you know, she was just like one of those, not Marilyn Monroe level, but one of those in that era. So, but then like in the 60s, she kind of started to get heavy.
Right.
And so she stopped being like a sex symbol and became more of like, you know, an actress who had a lot of really famous roles. Like, she was probably the most famous is 1972's The Poseidon Adventure, where she won an Oscar.
Yep, yep.
And she was like this loudmouth, heavy woman.
Yeah, she usually played a body woman, didn't she?
Yeah.
Think of her as like that era's Kathy Bates. Okay.
I was going to say Kathy Bates myself. Exactly right. Yeah.
So at Mr. Skin, we always had Shelley Winters as never nude. She had done some things that had her at the site, but not for nudity.
Right.
And then last week, we had known about a movie she did in 1979 called The Magician of Lublin. Don't ask. And it's a 1979 movie. And in the movie, this Shelley Winters' daughter is visiting her at her house. And she brings her magician boyfriend or husband, I can't remember. And Shelley Winters is over-the-top crazy mom. And for whatever reason in the scene, she's saying that her daughter's too skinny, she never eats. And then she says, look, men love my body or something. And she, in the American version of the movie, like, they inferred that she showed the guy her big boob, you know, just to prove, like, that she used to be sexy or something. They show the daughter's face, and she laughs. And it was, like, a weird thing. But we discovered last week the European version of that movie with the horrible subtitles, and we found it the exact same scene that I had never been aware of airing in the United States.
Well, Fritz,
actually showed her showing her boob.
Explain
and now
this
we have
to me.
Change her to
how
nudity.
Would you, with all the millions of movies you guys have looked over the years, how would you even continue to investigate this one? How did it come up in your? How did,
because
40 years later, 45 years later.
Somebody got a tip, and we were able to track it down, and it happens 18 minutes into the movie. And if you watch the American version and then watch the European version at that exact same moment, it's really funny how that works. It's like in Europe, they were like, no big deal. Show your big boobie. Yeah. And then in the American version, you didn't. And by the way, because of this, I was doing a little research over the weekend because I had to talk Shelley Winters. I had to brush up. I forgot about this. There is you could Google this or YouTube or whatever. An incredible moment on Johnny Carson where on Johnny Carson, they'd have the guests and then a new one would walk in and then you'd kind of slide your seat down.
Right.
So she was on, and Oliver Reed, who was the most pretentious a-hole, British, like, men rule, women suck kind of guy, in 1975, and he's sitting there, and Shelley Winters is joking with him, and he's getting annoyed with her. And it's so awkward, even Johnny Carson's like, whoa, because he's just like, she's a woman, don't talk to me.
Right.
And he keeps saying stuff. She gets up and says, listen, I got to get out of here. She walks to the side, leaves the stage, shakes hands, leaves. While he's talking, she comes back out and dumps a whole glass of whiskey on his head.
I remember
this. It's one of the great moments in Johnny Carson. So anyway, you could check it out. And that's a little Shelley Winters history for you guys. So.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it, man. Have a good one.
You got it.
See you, man.
All right. You got it. Bye.
See you in a couple of weeks.
Mr. Skin.
We didn't get around to Selma Hayek and her. How old's her husband?
She's been with that guy for a while now.
Oh, has she?
Yeah.
And she's in her mid-50s?
I think so.
Yeah.
Something like that.
She's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's on everybody's hall pass list. Right. If you have a list of celebrity hall passes, it probably includes Selma Hayek.
Oh, in a heartbeat, yeah.
Well, yeah, if you're a creepy director and you want to lick her feet, you just write it into the script.
That's what, that's what Tarantino did.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Why?
Never forget.
He's like,
cast himself in that role where she puts feet in her foot.
Wouldn't
in
you?
Mouth.
Has he ever been in another movie?
Oh, yeah.
He's in Pulp Fiction.
Sure. He's in Pulp Fiction, too, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's not a foot licker there.
No.
Yeah, you said, I don't want to gloss over the fact that you said Imogene.
I know. Imogene Poots.
Yeah. At least you got the Imogene last name
Gay
right.
Poots. That's is the best version name I've heard in a long time.
Imogene Poots is a great name.
Yeah, you really ought to think about a stage name at that point. But it seems to be working for her.
I hope that is a stage name.
Imogene Gay Poots. Jesus.
Her Instagram is I am Poots.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Rachel Ware. Is that your real name, Rachel?
It is, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I never even asked.
The one I was born with.
No, yep. It's Rachel Poots.
Very yeah. Show busy.
Rachel Poots Ware.
Gay Ware. Yeah.
I used to lie to people and tell them my middle initial was B, so it was Rachel B. Ware.
Oh, like Coco.
Yeah. Uh-huh, exactly. Yeah.
Like
that's my
Coco.
Dad.
Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.